I had mostly been a journalist until I had this chance, before there was WIPR, before I was at WIPR, this escapade of a couple of years in Southeastern Europe. And Jim and I were there in Romania about 10 years after the revolution. Now, Romanians have always been crazy about the United States, we were told. But I think that 10 years, when they were working so hard to get their democracy started, they paid even more attention to America and our democracy and how it worked and why it worked. And it wasn't all just big questions like constitutional law and transparency, but also like holidays. Like, what's these holidays that you have that we don't have? We were amazed 10 years after the revolution how much Romanians knew about American Thanksgiving. And in fact, I mean, they don't celebrate it. They don't, like, gather their families and make a big meal. But they would wish Americans happy Thanksgiving. And our last Thanksgiving there, we began and ended the day on national television talking about American Thanksgiving. So in the morning, it was Antenna 1, which is a morning show. It was kind of a combination of Good Morning America and American Idol, in the sense that there's a lot more singing and dancing than goes on GMA, but it's kind of the same in one sense. It's on steroids, basically, because when you have this, it was hosted by a wonderful young man, a musician named Horia Benciu, who speaks better English than I do, and of course speaks perfect Romanian, and so he would sort of keep a patter going. He would tell his Romanian viewers what he was about to ask us. Then he would ask us a question in English. We would answer briefly in English, and he would translate. And by then, it was time to move on. You can imagine. You've got to sort of just keep things moving. So the important thing is to smile a lot and not worry too much about what you say, which in that sense is very much like American morning television also. So there we were. And we, after we talked about the pilgrims and the Indians and how to roast a turkey, which was kind of funny because neither Jim or I is very good, much of a chef, and how to stuff a turkey. And so we thought we were moving on to something else when Horia said, "What's your favorite name in Romanian?" And we kind of looked at each other and said, "Radu. Radu's a good Romanian name." And instantly appears on the set a very attractive production assistant carrying a wicker basket in which, with a big red bow tied around his scrawny neck, is a live turkey. And she gives it to Horia, and Horia says, "I pronounce your name is Radu, and I make you a gift to Mr. Ambassador and his wife." And he puts the turkey down on the table in front of us. At this point, I check out of the conversation because I'm looking at this bird, and I can see his heart beating under his feathers. And I don't know what Jim and Horia are talking about, because I this bird looks to me so, his eyes are closed, and he looks so scared that I think this little bird is going to have a heart attack and die on national Romanian television. So I'm just kind of watching him. And at some point, the conversation changes, and there's some music playing, and Radu the turkey tries to stand up. Now, this is a hard maneuver when your legs are tied beneath you and you're in a wicker basket, and he does not succeed, but at least I know he's still breathing and he's not about to die. And so I think, well, you know, we're just going to keep moving here, and maybe they're not actually going to give us the turkey, but of course they do. We smile and keep smiling and say our goodbyes, and they hand me the basket, and we walk off. And we get outside. Now, mostly Jim drove himself everywhere he could in Romania, but for official business, there was an embassy car and a wonderful driver named Panit, and this was official business for the U.S. ambassador to be on television talking about American Thanksgiving. So Panit takes the basket from me, and he's about to put it in the trunk, and I'm convinced that Radu, the turkey, is going to have a heart attack in the trunk. So I said, no, I'll hold it. So we're driving over the streets of Bucharest, some of which are not in great repair, and we're hitting potholes. And so the turkey is going from being like this. We hit a pothole, and the turkey's up like this. And this goes on until we get to the ambassador's residence. I get out of the car, and Radu kind of fluffs. Of course, he's still tied, right? And he sort of fluffs up. And so I put him down on the near the door that's closest to the kitchen, and I think, we have staff. You know, your taxpayer dollars at work. We have a butler. We have a chef. Somebody else can help me figure out what to do about this, because clearly what the television folks expected was that at some point we would turn ragu into dinner, and I had no intention of doing this. So I put the turkey down, and I don't find the staff around. And finally, I find Julius, our unflappable butler, and I say, Julius, someone gave us a turkey. He says, yes, madam, the one at the door, madam, as if it's perfectly normal to have a turkey with a big red bow in a basket at your door. I said, yeah, Julius, that's the one. What should we do about it? So we untie Radu, and he starts strutting around, and he's really quite elegant. And I'm thinking, oh, I wonder whether, you know, we want to keep Radu. I mean, he's kind of cool. And but he seems so unhappy. This is not car talk. I'm not going to try to make the sounds that Radu made, but, I mean, he was kind of bleating mournfully. It wasn't gobble, gobble, gobble. It was like, ah, sort of this sad sound. And he just kind of wanders around the patio. We put some cornmeal out and some water. He seems to ignore it. As near as we can tell, by the end of the day, he hasn't eaten anything. So Mihai, our chef, chops up an apple and a carrot, and I'm thinking, this has got to be the only turkey in Romania who has a professional chef preparing his food. But it doesn't seem to make any difference. And the building folks from the embassy decide they should do something. So they build a little lean-to kind of shed out in the yard, and we make a little trail of dried corn from the patio over to the shed so that Radu will get the message that this is where you stay now. And he just burrows into a bush and seems really unhappy. And finally on day three, I notice, you know, he's just strutting around the patio and he keeps staring at the French doors like he wants to, the big windows like he wants to come in. And I realize he's not trying to look into the house. He's looking at the doors. He's looking at his reflection. And he thinks it's another turkey. Radu is lonely. So at this point, I call one of my Romanian friends who's been telling me how Radu would make a great dinner, and she's got a cousin in the country who deals with turkeys all the time, and I say, when can Cousin Doru come and get Radu? No questions asked. So that was our last Christmas, our last Thanksgiving in Romania. We're not in Plymouth Rock anymore. Thank you.